Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh farmate ke manqul hai ke Bani Israil mein ek alim logon ko waaz sunaya karta tha. Uske ghar mard wazan jama hote aur waaz sunte. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh narrates that in Bani Israil there was an alim who used to give waaz, lectures, bayan at his home. Men and women would gather there and they would listen to his bayans. In those days in the Bani Israel, it was permissible. Men and women would gather and come to the masjid also, but then later on it was banned even in Bani Israel when the fitna began. Then Allah Ta'ala prohibited the women of Bani Israel also from attending the masajid. So the alim would give bayans at his home. Men and women would gather there. Us alim ka ek naujawan ladka tha. Usne ek din khoobsurat aurat ki taraf ishara kiya, jo uske baap ne dekh liya. This alim had a young son. He once in the bayan, he looked at a beautiful woman who was also present there, and he made a pass, a sign to her. The father, the alim, he observed this. And then he said, "Eh, bete, sabar kar." He said, "Oh, my son, have patience. You must exercise control over your nafs." That's all he said. Rawi kehta hai ke wo apne takht se foran muh bal gir para. یہاں تک کہ اس کے بعد جور بھی ٹوٹ گئے. As he said that, "Oh my son, have sabr," he fell from his the high chair he was sitting on, like a member. He fell from it on his face, and some of his, he fell so hard that some of his bones broke also. پس اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس وقت نبی کو وحی فرمائی کہ فلا عالم کو خبر دو کہ میں اس کی نسل سے کبھی صدیق پیدا نہیں کروں گا. کیا میرے لیے صرف اتنا ہی ناراض ہونا تھا کہ وہ اپنے بیٹے کو کہتے, اے بیٹے صبر کر. Then Allah Ta'ala sends wahi revelation to the Nabi of the time. Tell that alim that in his progeny I will never create a siddiq, I mean a wali. Buduk, a saint, a wali, high caliber, is called of the highest rank, is called Siddiq. In his entire, as a punishment for him, in his entire progeny, in his descendant, a Siddiq will not be born. Was this sufficient for my sake? Allah Ta'ala said, to say so mildly to your son, "Oh my son, have sabr." Was this sufficient? It's not sufficient. When the law of Allah Ta'ala are being flouted in your presence, then the first option is to prevent it physically. If you're unable to do that, everyone hasn't got that ability and the jurisdiction, then with your tongue, speak out against it. And if you lack that ability also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then this in your heart you must abhor it. The color of your face must change, the expression in your face must change, must abhor it, and that is the lowest degree of iman, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. In other words, if you see evil, you see people flagrantly violating the ahkam, the laws of the Shariat, and it has become a norm, so desensitized, it doesn't affect you, then it means there is hardly any iman now left. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, al-bughd fi Allah, that bughd, hatred, is for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Once Nabi Musa Alayhi Salaam asked Allah Ta'ala for what is the best of deeds. Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala asked Nabi Musa Alayhi Salaam, what deed have you in reality practice only for my sake? That means Musa Islam narrated some salat, Psalm, fasting, etc., etc. Allah said, all these are for yourself. Allah Ta'ala said, for yourself, for your own benefit. But for only a deed, only for my sake. Then Musa al-Islam said, Ya Allah, I am not aware of that. Which is such a deed? So Allah Ta'ala said, have ever at any time did you express anger purely for my sake? One become angry, someone, your child, your wife angers you, she does something wrong, your child does something wrong, you become angry. You become angry and then you vent your anger on the child. But often, we assume the child did something wrong and you are angry, but you did not vent your anger. And after the time when your anger subsided, you forget about the issue. You won't now give nasiha to the child or the wife. It's forgotten. In other words, your anger was not for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. That anger was for the sake of the nafs. If the anger was for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, then it would not have subsided so quickly. And then after it subsided, then you forget about it. You don't offer the nasiha. So Allah Ta'ala told Musa, at any time that you express anger only for my sake, then Musa said, he said, now I understand the value of both fillah. Be angry for the sake of Allah. Same time, one should understand that, as it, there must be ikhlas, seriously. It must not be for the sake of the nafs. The dividing line between riya and ikhlas, show and ikhlas, insincerity is very fine. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala in the battlefield, he overpowered a Yahudi and he was about to cut off the neck of the Yahudi, and the Yahudi spat in his face, in Hazrat Ali's face. Immediately Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he sheathed his sword and he walked away and left the Yahudi. The Yahudi was very much, he was surprised. He said, I gave him added reason to kill me now. And now he left me, was about on the verge of killing me. And when I spat in his face, he left. So the Yahudi ran after Hazrat Ali and asked, what's the wrong matter with you? What's wrong? You were about to kill me, and when I spat in your face, then you left me. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala explained, when I was about to kill you, in jihad was for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for no other reason. But when you spat my face, I became enraged. Now if I would have killed you at that time, it would have been to satisfy, to gratify my nafs. And we do not do anything, we do not kill people or harm people or do anything for the sake of our nafs. When the Yahudi heard this, he understood now the truth of this deen. And he recited the kalima, ashadu an la ilaha illa wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. See, this is the true deen, the thing. Such people, this deen has produced such people. So one must always, before you act, do anything, you must look into your nafs. And if you develop the habit, the practice of always looking in your nafs and consulting yourself, then there's no reason why you will not understand yourself. For that reason, we start from there. Istafti qalbak, seek a fatwa from your heart. Always seek a fatwa from your heart. Before you do something, seek, reflect and make dua to Allah Ta'ala for guidance. And there is no senior to guide you, but if this is your practice, you always ponder and reflect before you do something, you are concerned, your intentions, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will guide.